This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, the weather is getting warmer. Lots of us are thinking about a few things. One of those is less clothes, the beach, the pool, things like that. Then that automatically turns into those thoughts of what do I look like and my weight. And many of us are on a weight loss journey. Many of us have been on that journey for quite some time. And for that, I'm sure you've heard there's different medications that can support the weight loss journey that you might be on. We're going to talk about that today. Her company, and she services the Metro Denver area with the services, and lots to learn here today. I know a little bit. I have so many questions about this entire thing. Misty Janikowski joins us on the program. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing very well. How are you guys doing?
Really, really good. You're joining us with your cousin. That's Renee. Hey, Renee, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Really good. I've talked to a few people that are on different medications to lose weight. Got to be honest, I've never talked to anybody that's either had a bad experience or hasn't lost weight. Got to be honest, every single one, it seems to, you know, get the job done. When we talk about those medications, what are some of those?
So two of the ones that we have that are at my office is semaglutide and tirzepatide. And there are other ones out there that you'll hear that are branded that we won't say their names of, but it's variations of the semaglutide and tirzepatide.
So it's not the same, but it's a variation of?
It's a variation of, yeah. They have like generic versus non-generic prescriptions. It's the same thing. It's branding. Bayer is this, and Tylenol and acetaminophen. They're all really the same thing, but it's been branded differently. And ours are just the generic branded, not branded, but the generic names, semaglutide and tirzepatide.
So semaglutide, is that essentially the same as another medication that we've heard the name of?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What can you tell us? There's so much out there. We all wonder, you know, getting it straight from a medical professional about this. What can you tell us?
So your body, our bodies all create these peptides. It's all part of our natural system. Mm-hmm. And these particular peptides are in the lining of your stomach. And so it's the injections repopulate that or give you those peptides in your stomach. The peptides' purpose are to make you feel fuller longer. So it slows down your metabolism, so it's a little bit fuller longer. But it also affects your mental component as well. For me, I had a lot of hunger, but it was a lot of brain hunger, not physical hunger. And it quieted those voices down. So it's a naturally occurring peptide that has been in use for 20 years for diabetes. It was only approved 2021, I think, for weight loss. So it's got a history of success, and the FDA has just approved it for weight loss.
Wow. I always wonder about side effects. Being honest with you, I've been looking to lose weight. Again, first it was 10 pounds, then it's, you know, probably 25 where I am. People will look at me and say, what are you, crazy? You don't need to lose weight. But I'm not where I was and where we all have that comfortable spot. And actually, this is the crazy part about it. Even with my height, when you look at my weight on one of those charts, even at the weight reduction, it would still say obese. Like, what? You know what I'm talking about. The way
that BMI scale is out of date.
Yeah.
And not many providers like it because it was built up maybe 100 years ago for Norwegian men that. And that's what they're using for our BMI scale, which is the best body mass index scale.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's out of date.
Well, so I'm a fat Norwegian man, but anyway, that being said, the side effects on that, what are we looking at?
You know, most common side effects is an upset stomach with acid in your stomach. So people will take, I used to take Tums, or we can give them an over-the-counter antiemetic that'll help with that. The percentages of that happening is pretty low, though. Although we did have one patient who had a strong allergic reaction to it, and so she didn't move forward. We gave her a small sampling. But it's, you can experience some nausea, some vomiting, diarrhea and constipation, and then abdominal pain. And those are all things that are in the small percentile. It's not like 100% of your patients are going to get it, maybe two or three or four or variations. And with the nausea, you'll feel that for probably the first 5 to maybe 7 weeks. Then your body gets used to those additional peptides, and you'll see yourself decreasing on your Tums and all your other antiemetic medication. So that's really the one that we try to look out for. And so we, at our practice, we reach out to the patients, just make sure they're feeling okay, doing okay, and for the next couple, 3 days or so. Mm. And we kind of keep track of them, because this is something that it will help. It will help. And I don't want them to get discouraged if they do have a high level of a stomach issues.
So what's reasonable in terms of a time frame when, you know, somebody starts a program?
Yeah, you know, that's always such a loaded question. Some people start feeling it right away. What I've been seeing is it's a 6 to 8 week time frame where you start to see it. I have one patient who started it 2.5 months ago. She went on a cruise. She's in her 80s, and she lost 15 pounds in time for her cruise. So she was able to, her body was able to adjust to that within about that 5 to 7 week time frame. But that's when you'll start to see it. You'll be on medication, and you'll start to see your body weight decline after that. And it should be pretty steady.
How long would you need to be on the medication? It really just depends on how much you want to lose.
That's part of it. It depends on how much you want to lose. For me, and we'll get into my story in a little bit, but I lost 50 pounds. And I was able to lose that, but I went off of the medication because I had some other medical stuff going on. So I went off of it, but I never gained it back. So it's not just it took me 7 months or 6 months to lose it. It took me 6 months to lose it, but I didn't gain it back. So it's that added benefit. Sure. Then you can get on like a maintenance. Like if you still, for me, if I still hear those voices or hear the food calling to me, I can get on a maintenance program, which is a lower dosage.
Why is it that you may be exercising fairly well? You may be eating fairly well. You're mindful of what you got going on there, but you're not really losing weight. You're holding steady, but you're not losing weight. What's going on?
I think a lot of that has to do with your body chemistry. I think that your body at a certain age decides or tells you how much it needs to maintain. And so you don't have this problem, but I had menopause. And so menopause came, and you know, the cravings changed, the food cravings changed, the desire to work out changed. Obviously, all that stuff kind of happened. And it's all just in that time frame. With semaglutide and tirzepatide is just another tool to add to your arsenal. If you're already working out, if you're already watching what you eat, and you're not seeing anything, the medication will help kickstart the weight loss. But it's just, it's the same thing that we always have had to deal with. Well, I diet, lose weight, then I gain. Then I diet, then lose weight, then gain. And other people are steady. It's just your body and how you familiarize yourself with it and add another tool to help. I don't think anybody can be successful 100% one way. Having something else in their arsenal is always going to help.
With semaglutide, is it partly working on your body with the peptides to lose weight? And then the other half of it, am I hearing it right? It's you don't have the cravings. That decreases? Is it like a twofold kind of thing going on?
It is. It was, especially for me when I first got on it. I would be hungry. I would feel hungry, but I wouldn't feel the hunger. It was a mental thing. It was like, okay, it's 11 or it's 2 or it's whatever.
Yep.
And so I was always thinking, about it. I would wake up thinking about food. I would go to bed thinking, what am I going to eat tomorrow? And it's a horrible way to live. When I got on the medication, those voices went away and I would be like, it's 3 o'clock and I still haven't eaten. And so it helped with that connection to my body, I guess, that would say, you really aren't hungry. You really are full. You don't need to eat anything. Whereas before, it didn't do that. I always thought I was hungry, even though I wasn't. And so it does help the twofold, the brain chemistry, the desire, and then the stomach being fuller, longer, slower to digest. And so it's you're fuller longer and you're processing your food healthier, I think.
I totally get it. Example, I buy prepared meals. There's expense involved. Probably should just get semaglutide, but I feel I'm eating healthier. However, I just had a wrap, and it seems fairly reasonable in terms of calories, protein, fat, carbs, and all of that. However, I probably didn't need to eat the whole thing. Could have probably eaten half of it, but it's like once you take the first bite, and I wasn't really famished. It was like, yeah, it's around time I should eat. Am I going to have time later? Let me get this out of the way. It's one bite. Oh, all right, just keep it going. What I probably should have done was cut it in half and put it away, because then you get busy, you're on computer, like, I have another bite, keep going. And I, like many, in the last couple of months, in that bad habit of late night eating. So I'll already have dinner. I'll go out. I'll come home. It's like, let me just have a scoop of that. Let me just have a little bit of that, a little of this. It's like a sweet fix. And even I've gotten up in the middle of the night and I'm like, just go down there and get a spoon of jelly. It's like, do it. Don't do it. Do it. What's 50 calories? Yeah. So on. But I believe, very far from the expert, but I believe it's not just 50 calories. Now you're inducing something that's very sugary into your body. Now you're sleeping. Now it's processing it. It's just all bad. There's no good there.
That's absolutely right. And you can, with this, I have found you get tired of the same food, because I'll go out and I'll order something and then I'll have it for leftovers. Well, then I would have the leftovers for leftovers. Mm. So it's you're saving money on your food because you're not eating it as much.
Yep.
But you do get tired of that wrap for the third day in a row,
Interesting. Now, for you personally, you lost 50 pounds using the medication. You have a medical background. Take us to kind of the beginning, how you got all into this.
So my medical background is on IT. I'm not a provider at all. I've been in healthcare working in IT for a long time. Mm-hmm. We'll say 3 years, a long time. And this medication started because Renee had it. So do you want to share real quick?
Yes, I can share. I am actually a diabetic. So I got on semaglutide for my diabetes and I lost 30 pounds. And then I was telling Misty, this really works. This really helps. And it's for weight loss now. You should try it.
Yeah. So I did. Wow. So I got on it based off of her experience, and it took me 2 or 3 months to actually decide to get on it. And so I got on it and I started with the injections and all that. And before I knew it, I was 228 when I started and I'm 180 now. And so for me to have that dramatic loss, because at my heaviest, I was 262. And I've had the weight loss surgeries and all of that, and it didn't work. I've tried everything. I've tried the apps. I've tried the pills. I've tried the starvation. I've tried diets. I've tried everything. And it didn't work. This got me to under 200 pounds for the first time in my adult life. And because of that, that's why I decided to buy into the business. I decided to offer this. And I'm not 100% altruistic. I do want to make some money on it, but I also don't want to overcharge anybody. I don't want anybody to be heavy in a world that is active, in a world that has so much life to live, that I held myself back from because of my weight. And so by her getting on it, then me getting on it, my other cousin got on it. And it really is a game changer. It has changed, completely changed my perception of weight loss. It is no longer my fault necessarily. It's how my body's built. It's how I have it. I don't know this to be true, but I think that I just didn't have peptides, or I didn't have enough peptides. And now that I have them, I behave more like a thin person. I behave more like someone who's in control of their eating. When so it, that's a little bit of our background.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. And what a journey for both of you. Amazingly, how this has supported both of you in many different ways with the injection. Well, before you even ask that question, it can only be administered by an injection. Is that correct?
No. Hmm. We actually have a pharmacy that we can get it to you through injection, which is really easy, fast, and it's got a really, really small needle. So it's very painless. We also can offer pill form, which you have to take every day. The injection you do once a month, once a week. The pill you take every day. Then we have a sublingual, which are drops that could go under your tongue that gets absorbed into your system. That's something you also have to do every day. And then one of them, I think it's the tirzepatide, they're in a lozenge. So we can even get like a cough drop lozenge for it that will be delivered. I think you have to take that one every day as well. So you have a different bunch of different options that you can use to get the medication in your system. They have found, the studies that I've read, they have found the sublingual and the shot are the most effective.
Interesting. And when it comes to the injection, is that one you give yourself or you go somewhere to get that?
Yeah. We have a pharmacy. The pharmacy that we contracted with actually sends the medication. They create the medications in very small and controlled batches that are specific to the individual. So when we order the medication, we're ordering it for you, not for your neighbor, not a group share. It's for you. We then give you the needles and we'll teach you how to take the medication out of the vial and give it to yourself. Very easy. You very small needle, very, very petite needle. And we advise patients to give it to them in their stomach or in their abdomen at an angle, and that will deliver the medication into the fat or the cutaneous fat and disperse it throughout the body. So I personally prefer the injection because I only have to do it once a week instead of remembering the drops every day or take a pill every day. Get myself my injection on Thursdays and I'm done. I don't have to worry about it until the next week.
Yeah. I'm learning here. I had no idea that it could be delivered sublingually. I think that's a word. And
and
other ways. I thought it was only the injection. I've heard about 3D body scanning. What can you tell us about that?
That is so cool. So we have a Steiku machine and we, the patient, myself, Renee, whomever, stands on the platform that's about a 18-inch diameter. We set up the scanner and the individual will stand according to the diagram on the screen. So you have to put your arms and your fists and everything at the same place.
Sounds like you're going through the airport security. Yeah. You got to go like this and you got to put your feet in a certain spot.
Yeah. And then it twists you or it turns you and all the while it's scanning all over you. There's nothing penetrating. You know, when, like you mentioned, the airport, there's nothing private. There's nothing like that. It shows everything. I have a friend that has bracelets on her wrist, and those showed up. So it shows everything there. But it twists you around. And what it does is it sends vibrations or information throughout your system, and it tells you where your fat is stored, how much your leg weighs, how much your arm weighs, how much your diameter is. And it tells you how much fat is in your visceral area or the fat that's surrounding your organs. That's what's most important when you're looking at weight loss, is because that's what is doing the most damage. So it changes your focus from, well, I have to lose 30 pounds. How am I going to lose 30 pounds? To, well, I just need to lose an inch and a half or 2 inches in a diameter. And then it'll change. It'll change my risks, my medical risks, and it'll change the way that my body is acting. Renee is certified in it. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, you covered pretty much the gist of it. People are always interested in this. We do it when they come in, and then we do it again in 3 months. And everybody always wants to see the differences and where they stand. And it is the diameter, and, you know, because it's not really, like she said, how much weight you lose. If you can fit into a size 12 and then suddenly you fit into a size 12, but or a 12 to a 10, you don't feel like, oh, I still look at myself the same, but no, look, I am in a different pant size. I've lost 2 inches around my waist. That's huge.
And that's why we're offering too. I want them to see their original, and then after 3 months, because by then you should be losing, you should have lost at least 7 pounds. And so by then you'll see some differences, and then we'll have it keep going down. Because with 50, I don't see that I've lost 50. It would have been nice to see the big and then the smaller me, but so yeah, that 3D scan is pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's just one more tool to show your progress. And I've never heard that offered. And thank you for addressing a lot of things today, especially the part in your journey, Misty, where it stayed off, because I've heard that, oh yeah, once you stop using the medication, it's just going to come back anyway. So you're just wasting your time.
That has not been my experience at all. I was off of it for a year.
Wow.
So, and I'll be honest, when I started opening the business, I probably got a little more stress eating. So I put on 5 whole pounds, but opening a business and only putting on 5 pounds, I think I did pretty good.
That they call that holiday weight. You know, over the holidays, that's on the low end for most people.
Right.
Final questions here. Pretty much identified who would be a good candidate. Who would be somebody that wouldn't be the best for this?
Who wouldn't be the best for this?
Yeah. Any medical conditions that stand out?
Oh, got it. Yeah. I was thinking size. Yeah. Medical conditions. If you have diabetes, you can probably qualify for the medication through your health care. And because they have diabetes, they should not go anywhere else to treat that condition. Renee, for example, has to continue going to see her primary care provider because they have the other things, neuropathy, feet, other things that they have to deal with. So I would do that. I will not treat anybody with diabetes. As far as other health conditions, you know, the next time we talk, I'll have more information, but there are studies for this medication to help with Alzheimer's. This is helping with cardiovascular disease. This is helping with several other medical conditions. So the lady I talked to about it said that she had a patient that wasn't able to walk down the hall, started the medication. About 2 or 3 months later, they were able to walk down the hall. So it's growing. It's more than just weight. Had I had this when I was 18 years old, my life would have been completely different. So diabetes is really the only thing that we don't treat. They do have some people with
thyroid cancer,
a certain type of thyroid cancer that they don't want us to treat for that, because it's obviously they want to make sure that they're in a controlled environment. But those would be the two exceptions.
Wow. Learned so much today. Really appreciate it. What's the best way if somebody's in the Metro Denver area? How do they find you?
They can look up my webpage, which is go-figure-health.com, or they can call us directly at the office, which is 720-513-0001. And there is a contact me or a call to action on there. They can click on that. We'll get an email and we will definitely call them back.
I appreciate everything you both offered today. And most importantly, your transparency about all of this. I mean, especially Misty, you're saying, yeah, I lost a lot of weight. Yeah, I gained 5 back. I was stressed out. All right, we get it. I mean, you know, that it's real, but it also really works. And all the misconceptions I had, you address them, you know, from side effects. I mean, minimal. People have that anyway, many of us.
Oh,
love it. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything today, and wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. We'll be right back. Okay.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the podcast business.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.